Welcome to the China FlexPad podcast. We are going to talk about the first step of a career in China, which is going to university. And if you have the chance to go to China during university as an internship or as an exchange, academic exchange year, then this is a perfect opportunity. But there are a lot of challenges how to do this. And today we have a great expert on this, Oliver, and I would love to hear his opinion on this. Welcome, Oliver.
Thank you very much, Francis. Thanks very much for having me. My name is Oliver Schirmer. I'm from Germany, Leipzig, and I'm currently the Vice Director of the Sino-German University of Applied Sciences at Tong University here in Shanghai.
And how did you first come to China?
The first time I came exactly with this double degree program from this university in 2011 to Shanghai for 1 year. And I studied here, and after graduation, I went to the US and I came back to work in 2014.
And why did you always want to come back to China?
That's a very good question. The main reason was after I worked and lived in Europe and America, I was very eager to go to a place on this earth where things are happening, where things are driving. So I was really, really eager to go back to Asia, where there's a very big hype in the industry and a lot happening. And therefore, I was thinking, okay, what is the powerhouse of Asia? It's China. And what is the powerhouse of China? It's probably Shanghai. So there was without any doubt for me that one day, sooner or later, I would come back to Shanghai and China.
And how did you get this perfect job?
I was working in Xiamen and Guangzhou and also in Inner Mongolia for a while. And then I decided to do my MBA. And while I did my MBA, I came back in touch with the academic field and with the professors. And I decided to do my PhD, which I'm still doing right now. And through this, I got in touch with all this academic possibilities of work. And then I basically was asked if I could imagine to head as a vice director the program I was an alumni of. And for this, I was very happy to help and to support this program because it gave me so much. So I'm very happy that in 2019, I got the opportunity to apply for this job.
Yeah, I think this is a perfect opportunity because you can teach the students what you enjoyed yourself. So what would you say is the main difference between studying in China and in Germany?
Well, the differences are huge, but the main differences I remember and I know from my students is, for example, here in China, the studying is more on quantity, like you have much more basically homework and assignments to do. Then also a big difference is most of the time it's mandatory that you have to be in the class. On the other hand, it's also very positive to mention that all students I know, the German students who come for the double degree, they say the supervision and contacting the professors and the university staff is way better and more direct because usually you have the WeChat of your professor or you have the WeChat of the staff of the international office and they are very quickly to help you. So this is a really big plus. And then of course, what is important is you have a lot of possibility to explore the culture and the country.
Yes, I totally get that. When you have much better guanxi to your professor. How can German universities cooperate with Chinese universities such as Tongji?
First of all, the Tong University is quite famous for the exchange with German universities because it was founded by a German doctor in 1907. And therefore, they have basically this heritage. And now, for example, the Tong University, but also other universities, they basically collaborate in all fields. Like we do, for example, double degrees. We do, for example, exchange of lectures where we invite professors. In our college at the CDHW, on German we say CDHW, we have also about 30% of the lectures for our Chinese students by foreign German professors, as well as what we have right now is also PhD double degrees, and we also collaborate in research. So the exchange, especially I can only talk now for the Tongji University directly, but also in other universities is on all academics levels.
And how much is the cost to do this?
For studying for us in Germany is for free, and therefore when you come for a double degree, you have this agreement between the German and the Chinese university usually, so it's for free, so you don't have to pay any fees. However, if you want to come to study without a double degree or without an exchange, you want to come here to study on your own. It depends very much on the university, and you would have to ask basically the international office of this university and go on the website to check it. However, I can tell you that majors that are taught in English are way more expensive usually than majors that are taught in Chinese. There's a huge difference between the pricing. And I can give you another example, what is good maybe if you want to come for one or two semesters, is you do a language study. The most big universities, Tongxi, Jiaotong, Fudan, and many other universities in Shanghai and China, they offer a language study. And here at Tongxi University, it's around 8,000 renminbi, what is, I think, roughly 1,100 euro. And for this, you get for one whole semester, 20 hours per week, Chinese classes. And when you break it down per hour, it's very, very cheap. And for this, you get your visa and you get your Chinese language course. And I only want to add one important thing. I always recommend do it for 1 year, because from what I know is that there is the chance when you have 1 year, you get the residence permit and you get multiple entry. If you only have one semester, half a year, you get the X2 visa, what has usually no multiple entry, and is much more difficult to extend if you decide to extend.
If students plan to come to China, how should they plan this academic exchange year?
Well, there are many different ways, of course, to plan it. Like, for example, if you want to do an exchange or a double degree, the double degree is basically an exchange for a certain amount of time, and you have to fulfill a certain amount of qualification and credits to get the degree from the other university. Just as an example, at the CDHW, what we do is we have one semester studying and then one semester internship. And in this internship, they have to write their bachelor thesis here in Shanghai or in China. And then they get a degree from the Tongxi University and from their home university. Another example is for just an exchange semester. So basically, you don't have to fulfill all these requirements I just said, but you can still come for one or two semester to study at the university in China. And you should definitely talk to your home university. In the international office, there's always helpful people who can give you information about their partner universities in China. What majors do they offer for exchange? How could you go? But also ask definitely for scholarships. There's a lot of scholarships in Germany from the DAD, the German Academic Exchange Service in English, who offer the Promo Scholarship and other scholarships for the exchange. As well as you can check the Confucius Institute. They also give language scholarships for foreigners who want to study in China. And you should definitely also check the Chinese Scholarship Council, like the short form is CSC. And they also give you very competitive scholarships, and they can also take care of your tuition fees in case you would have some.
But how about the internship? How do you find a good company to do your internship? And what is your advice how to do this in a good way?
Well, for the internship, I always advise students who would like to come to China for studying and the internship to already start looking for an internship in Germany. So maybe, for example, if you want to do an internship at BMW, get in contact with BMW Germany and BMW China. So we have either way, both ways basically tackled. And then there's many websites you can use, for example, SinoJobs, or you can use the AHK, the German Chamber of Commerce, or in German we say Außenhandelskammer. They also have job filings for internships. And then you should just do basically cold emailing, like find a company you're interested in and contact them and say, hey, you have a factory or you have an office in China. I would be very interested to come to your company for half a year internship. Would this be possible? And then you just don't be shy. Basically, don't be shy and do a lot of cold mailing or cold calling.
I did this in 2005. This 18 years ago. I came to Beijing as an intern. It was a fantastic time. And I got this internship also from Germany. So I applied because I had a friend who had friends there. So a long story. If a student manages this to come to China, do this maybe academic year, maybe an internship, if he or she decides to stay in China, What are the options to stay after this 1 year?
Well, for staying in China, it depends very much if you fulfill the requirements for a work visa. You have the option when, for example, you finished your bachelor or master degree, just to go away higher, to do a master or to do a PhD in China. So you could continue to live in China on a study visa, basically. Definitely talk to your Chinese university once you are here and discuss with them different options. And it's also very important, the most things, and this is what I always teach my students, the most things you want to organize and do in China, do it here. Don't do it while you're in Germany. Until you planned everything out, it might have changed. All the rules and regulation from the ministries and from the universities might have changed already 3 times. Do it here. Talk to the people directly on site when you're in China. And a very important tip is that I also got from one of our members from our industry forum we have at the CDHW. Once you graduated in China with, for example, a double degree, stay definitely in China and try to get a work visa right away with your company. Don't go back to your home country and then try to get a work visa from abroad. Try to get it directly here with the help of your company. And it depends very much on the guanxi of your company. You know, like where's the company based and where or how does the company have a good guanxi, a good relationship with the local government. Basically pay a lot of taxes, they've got a good turnover, so make the local government happy and then they are more willing also to give work visa to maybe fresh graduates. There's also the rule that graduates from elite universities, universities in China from the example 981 program, you can look it up on Wikipedia, those special universities like I just said, Jiao Tong, Fudan or Tongxi to speak for Shanghai. Those high-ranked universities with a degree, those graduates from this, they have a better chance to get a work visa because those 2 years mandatory work experience is waived, usually. But after all, it's China. It's everything is case by case. The most important is, after your graduation, try to stay here, of course in a legal way. And you need a powerful and helpful company who helps you to obtain the visa. This is the most important advice.
And have you seen this work with the young people you've been coaching in these years? Have you seen this actually work, that people stay and are happy flexpats after a few years?
Yes, yes, I saw it work. I mean, I want to be honest here. I saw many tears flowing down the river because some students after graduation, they could not make it happen. But I also saw students, they couldn't make it happen. And I must say, this depends very much on the company. Like the student can only bring the degree and his documents basically, but then it's mainly on the company, how powerful the guanxi of the company is and how much the company really wants this student to hire or this graduate.
And what about yourself? So what's your plan for the next 10 years?
Well, for the next 10 years, that's a very long time. For me personally, I learned also in my life that it won't come as planned. I had so many things that were totally different than I planned, and therefore I learned what fits very good to your podcast here is stay flexible. For me, it's like this. I want to stay in Shanghai and China for now, as long as it makes sense for me and for China. I'm here to build bridges, to bring young people here and to bring foreigners to China and to let them see and explore China on their own. And I want to help Chinese people to better understand us. So as long as it makes sense for me career-wise to be here and to build these bridges, what I do already for many, many years, I'm gonna continue, and there's no certain plan for me when and how I'm gonna leave. I want to stay flexible.
So what's your advice for young professionals if they are in university and they plan the next 10 years and they want to have an international life like you? What's your advice? How can you get that?
For me personally, when I came the first time to China, I'm born 1989, I came in 2011, so you can calculate it was around 21, 22. And for this, it was very impressive to be here, but I had no long-term plan to stay here for many, many years. I was just happy about the opportunity. But then once I was in the US and I was in Europe, I decided, no, I want to be where something is happening. And I know it's not easy to come to China for some people, but it is possible. And what you need is you need the right people who can help you with that, who have the knowledge and who might have the, in China is everything about the Guanxi, as we both know, who have the Guanxi maybe to basically help you to bring you back. And there are many ways. There are the ways you come here studying. There's the ways you come here to have a company that supports you, or you become an entrepreneur and open your own company. And I just want to say, never give up. Sometimes it's even better when I was in my 20s when I started my journey, because I was still very young and naive. I didn't know all the risks that might could happen, everything that could go wrong. So I was just basically doing it and finding my way through the help of my network. And that's why it's so important what you are doing also with FlexPad, to have the network, to find the right people who can help you to get the things you need to stay or to live and to be in China.
First of all, thank you very much. It's very nice what you say. If you look back on these years in China so far, what would you say is something you're really grateful for?
Tongxi is the gate for many, many people to come to China. It's like for the Chinese, the gate to the world. As well, it's for us Germans and other foreigners, the gate to China. I met just 1 week ago, I met some old guys and they told me they came 1990 to China, to Tongxi, and they are still here and they are still working here and now very successful CEOs of big companies. This is something here I'm grateful for. It's like the land of opportunities, basically, for many people, not only for foreigners, also for the citizens of China. It is for me to be grateful that I had all this different network here. This is important what I try to tell the students when you come to Shanghai. You not only explore Shanghai and China, you get a very international community. You will get business people and friends and engineers from America, from Eastern Europe, from Africa. You meet a huge international community and your mindset gonna change dramatically, because you'll be surrounded by, first of all, a very international network, but I'm also very grateful to meet very interesting people here. When I at the first time came here as a student and I met people, they told me, the past 5 years I was working and living in Singapore, then I was 2 years in Tokyo, and then I was 5 years in Detroit, and now I'm here in Shanghai. My mouth was just wide open and I could not just believe what I was hearing. I'm so grateful to have those people here who show me what is possible, what I have never dared in my dearest dreams, this could be achieved. And I have so many interesting friends here, and I'm so thankful for this, to see how they grow, how they are professional and very successful entrepreneurs, how they very successful professional employees and FlexPad careers, something I would have never imagined be possible once I was back in Germany.
And what would you say to other people your age who are in Germany, who don't want to leave, who are in their comfort zone? What would you say?
Especially when you are young, like in your early 20s, for example, our double degree students, they are in their very early 20s or mid 20s. Don't be held back by certain things like, oh, I have now my first own rented apartment, oh, I have maybe my first car I bought when I was 18, or maybe, oh, I have my first girlfriend or boyfriend or something. Don't let yourself hold back by those, I say, anchor points. Just take the opportunity once you're young and you don't have these responsibilities of to feed a family and maybe to be there for your parents when they're getting older and all this different, or do you have many bills to pay? Take the chance to go abroad to China, but also to any other country you're interested in, and just jump into the cold water. There won't go anything wrong. There will be many struggles you're gonna have, but you won't, I must say it, it sounds very, very funny, but you won't die. You will come here, you will have a lot of challenges, but you will overcome these challenges and you will grow with those challenges. So use the opportunity to come here, broaden your mindset, and also get a feeling and get an understanding how people on this earth live, because not everybody lives the German style. There are many different ways to live on this earth and to make a living here. So come, see, observe, and just do it. Get the visa, buy the flight ticket, and just come. And anything else, all worries you have, where I gonna stay, how I gonna order my food, how I gonna make friends, and all this will be settled and will go very well once you're here. And after 4 to 5 months, you will look back and you will laugh about your own worries.
The life before this and the life after this will never be the same.
That's what I always say now when I make advertisement for our program. I say I'm back here as the vice director of the CDHW, because when I was there in 2011, and I didn't realize it in 2011-12, but later on I realized it changed my whole life. And I have many study buddies in my age, but also later graduates from our university, their life totally 180 degree changed.
How can we get students to listen to this podcast and listen to your advice? And what's your message?
Well, I would like to get this message to as many young people as possible so that they take the opportunity to have this adventure, because it's basically an adventure. The whole life is an adventure. And this is a very big step to have a very interesting out-of-the-box adventure, in my opinion. And we should and could definitely spread it to the students in university, maybe by different collaborations with young influencers who are maybe like hip and trendy right now. This is always a good idea. But maybe also some of the parents who are listening right now and they have children in the age who are about to study, they maybe can also recommend us to their children. Because I have some people here from big German companies. Sometimes they email me or they find my number and give me a call. And they want to know more about our double degree program for their children.
It makes sense to choose the university for the chance to have such a program in the future. Maybe it takes 2 or 3 years until you qualify for this, but even that would be worth it.
But we have to see like this. Usually when you're 18, 19, now in Germany, there's no Bundeswehrdienst anymore. So they are very even younger when they go to university. The most students don't plan so much ahead, like to know, okay, I want to have this particular university to have a double degree there. However, when they get older and they are maybe going for their master, they are already more calculative and thinking more about how to build their career also while studying. And I have these cases. We have at the CDHW in Germany 38 partner universities. You can look it up. It's DAIK, or in English we say dhik.org. You can find the network of the universities, and those universities offer in certain majors a double degree with us. I have some young people, they choose the university because they want to do the double degree with Mexico or with Shanghai or with other things. Or I have one of our alumni, he also now went to a university in Berlin because for the master, they also have a double degree master with the Tongs University. He liked it so much for the bachelor double degree that he particular choose a master degree in a university that has the opportunity as well. And the most German universities, I must say, they unfortunately don't advertise it too much. I think it's a very big deal. I also didn't know, for example, I studied Wirtschaftsingenieur. I go now to this university in Germany and I would have the opportunity to get a second degree from a very famous university in America or in China or maybe in South Africa. I would like have to know this, but usually you don't know. So you really have to look for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I come from an international family. My mom is from Belfast. And when I started studying, my first question was, how can I get abroad? You know, I was just on campus, first question, how can I get out of here? So it was so interesting. And now I'm in China. I think it's a lot about this. Where you want to go, what you really want to do is something where you're also going to get later. So maybe you don't know where, but just the strive will take you somewhere. And that's really interesting. And I think, again, if our audience, now I'm talking to you guys, if you can help us to connect us with these young people or with their parents to really learn about career targets, about international life. And it's possible, but there's some things can make this easier for you. And this double degree program will make it a lot easier for you to have the chance to get very cheap, the very cost-effective way, get to China or to other countries. So it's worth exploring this and learning more. And we're going to put all these links in the show note, which Oliver just said. You can take this episode and send to your friends and just invite them to check in and learn. And maybe reach out to anyone you can see. And the podcast is full of people and they're all happy to help. Like Oliver said, they're all happy to help. And there's so many people from different countries, different careers. And you can just ask. You can just ask for advice. If you can recommend somebody like Oliver to be our next speaker, that would be fantastic. Just please reach out to me. And any idea you have how we can grow this China FlexPad community would be very, very appreciated. Oliver, do you have any final advice?
just stay flexible, stay open-minded, face some challenges. I have many students, when I make an advertisement for our double degree, they say, oh, how long will it take? Oh my God, 1 year, that's such a long time on the other end of the world. But I can tell you now, after I'm a little bit older, 1 year is gone. It's already June by now and the half of the year is gone. So the time once you are here will really, really fly. And it's important to have a good network through your friends, through your family, through your professional background, also at a university. Some professors might have some very good contacts to companies because they collaborate with them in the research. There are many ways to find, and I would like to finish with what Arnold said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is very famous. The self-made man is bullshit. Also him, that he became Mr. Universe and that he became a very famous actor, was always through other men and women who supported him and who opened doors for him. So find for yourself those door openers, and once they open some doors for you, do not be afraid to go through it. Everything will be sorted and figured out along the way. Do it the Chinese way, not the German way, who likes to plan ahead already for many years what's gonna happen, when and how. Be flexible, start a journey, and everything will happen and will be fine along the road.
So don't get the German Riester-Rente. Come to Shanghai.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you so much, Oliver, for coming on the China FlexPad podcast. 谢谢, 再见.
Thank you for having me. 再见.